101 ESPN. This is the Fast Lane. Now, here's former guard Matt Holliday.
Holliday, a bouncer left side, and the Cardinals win it in the bottom of the ninth.
As the guys get ready to dive deep into the Cards.
Holliday, out to deep right. Yes!
Brought to you by Milliken Hand Rehabilitation Center. Regain your grip after injury. Expert hand and upper extremity therapy at two convenient locations.
With Jamie Rivers, I'm Anthony Stalter. No BT today. He is on the Bally Sports Midwest telecast alongside Dan McLaughlin. Joining us right now via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line is our guy Matt Holliday, who joins us each and every week here in the Fast Lane. Matt, before we broke the last segment, Jamie said that he would never miss an opportunity to talk to Matt Holliday, and I reminded him that he was off last week, Matt.
Yeah, except last week. He would never miss it except the last time I was on.
That's so, right. Yeah. I never, ever miss except for, well, last Friday.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Brad can't pull off both of these deals. Like, I mean, a real man could probably do the telecast and kind of come on breaks, right? I mean, he's not willing to try to pull off both of these deals.
You know, man, I think it's more of a dedication thing. You know, if you
want
it.
I agree.
You did say real man, too.
If you, oh, gee.
What happened?
Yeah, if you want something, Matt, you know, you go out and get it. But
yeah.
So what are you up to these days? Now, I know last week we were talking to you about OK State and the NCAA tournament. So not a great finish
didn't
there.
Go our way. No, yeah. No, didn't go our way. We didn't play well enough. Unfortunately. So I'm actually in Birmingham, Alabama, watching my 14-year-old play in a tournament.
Nice.
So I am on location at a 14-year-old tournament actually right now. So that's where I'm at. And quickly turn the page on to what's next. And the boys are, my two older boys are out playing baseball all over the country. So we just on to the next.
That's got to be fun. I mean, I know Father's Day is coming up next week, and as a father, you watching your boys play the game that obviously you played at a professional level and that you love. What's that like to now sit back and watch the avenue and the way that your sons approach the game?
It's great. I really enjoy it. It makes me nervous watching them because I want them to do well.
Sure.
For them. But it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy. I'm grateful that they love to practice and they love it. So it's easy for me to help, and you know, I don't have to push them to work hard or to practice, and it's, they have a passion for it, which was, you know, was something that I had as a young guy. As I wanted to be great and wanted to practice baseball all the time, and thankfully they have a similar love for the game. And so it's a lot of fun. It really is to have a shared passion with your kids and get a chance to watch them chase their dreams and come out here on the road and watch them play in these tournaments and get a chance to be here for them and help them. And it's a blast. It really is. And so I'm soaking it up and enjoying it. It's already gone super fast with Jackson. You know, he's headed into his senior year of high school already, and this is kind of his last summer of playing kind of a youth summer baseball. And so it goes fast. So I'm trying to soak it in and enjoy it and help them along the way, understand kind of the do's and don'ts and kind of put some of the bad games in perspective and make sure they understand how to deal with baseball mentally. As you guys know, there's a ton of failure, and how you handle failure ultimately will determine, you know, usually how far you make it. So it's a lot of fun.
All right, Matt. So I coach my boys who are 17. I got twin boys who are 17 years old. They're hockey players, and I've coached them like all the way up, right? And mm-hmm. I don't know if you have the same problem as I do, and I've gotten better at it, okay? Is I'm watching and I see all the mistakes, and I want to correct all the mistakes like so fast in real time. And I know it drives them crazy because they're like, Dad, you know, how about that sick pass I made? Yeah, but you missed the back check over here. It's hard. Yeah. It's difficult, right, to find a balance?
Yeah, it is. You know, it really is because, I have to walk away sometimes.
Yeah.
Some of the umpiring and some of the things I catch myself, you know, getting – I have to kind of just walk down the line a little bit or, you know, if I – really the only thing with, you know, as you probably – the effort. If the boys are – you know, they better give me effort or I'm going to say something immediately. I'm going to tell them, you know, if you're, you know, that stands, that to me, that's the thing that I won't let go unnoticed is effort. And, but other than that, you're right. It, you know, you walk away and after the game, you know, figure out a way to talk to them in a way that's constructive and let them cool off sometimes. And so that's the trick. And, you know, I don't know about you, but both the boys are so different, that I have to talk to them differently and coach them differently and treat them very much in different ways as far as how they handle, you know, whatever I want to tell them. So it's, I don't know about you, but they're very different.
Yeah. Well, look, I got minor twins, but that's about the only thing they have in common is the birth date. They don't look alike. I got one of my kids is 6'5", 240. The other kid is like 6 feet, 185, blonde hair, the other one dark
hair.
That's amazing. It's crazy. And what I did is I had a little rule with them because I had to like check myself a little bit too. I'd say I'm the coach at the rink, but the moment we get into the car, into the truck on the way home, I'm dad. And I'm not going to coach you. I'm not going to do it. We'll celebrate the good things. We'll laugh at some of the crappy things. But when we get in that car, you know, I'm taking the coach hat off because otherwise I think it would just be too much. 24 hours a day would be too much.
I like that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So Jackson, my oldest, is going to play for us at Oklahoma State. And so it'll be an interesting, you know, as I head into that kind of chapter of coaching him and you know, really – kind of being right there with him and a little higher, you know, in college, it'll be interesting, but I think that sounds like a great idea.
If I can offer you any advice on that, Matt, is I always had to assistant coaches with me. And when I got to a point where I knew I was just getting on my boys too much, or maybe I'm noticing too much cause I'm the dad too, I'd walk over to my other coach and be like, hey, this is what's going on. You go tell him. You go tell him. Because you don't want it to be, dad, leave me alone. And it, no matter what, no matter how much respect he has, it gets that way sometimes. But then when the assistant coach or somebody else goes over and tells him, it's amazing how they respond to that. And then you don't have to be the bad guy all the time.
That's right. That's right. That's a good idea.
Makes a lot of sense. Matt Holliday is joining us right now here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Matt, just shifting gears, talking about the Cardinals. I wanted to ask you this like a couple of weeks ago, but then we got onto something else. Jamie was probably on the show. We started talking about fighting or something like that. But we always ask you about Nolan Arenado's bat. We always ask you about, you know, if he's surging, what is he doing right, if he's slumping, how does he get out of it? I want to ask you about his glove. So you had the advantage point being in left field, didn't have an opportunity to necessarily see Nolan, you know, at when his peak was in Colorado, but you've seen a lot of great third baseman play. When you kind of look at the way he plays defense, what is it about him that makes him so incredible from a defensive standpoint at third base?
Well, to me, it starts with the work ethic. I just watched him, you know, just watching him take his ground balls, and he works on the routine plays like everyone else. But I was amazed at how much he worked on the great plays and how he, you know, during batting practice every day, he works on those throws he makes from his knees or that ball where he jumps down the line or, you know, these incredible plays. He practices them every day. And so you know, when the game starts and he makes these incredible plays, I guess it's really no surprise. I mean, these are the things that he practices. And I guess I just never really had noticed any infielders practicing these spectacular plays during batting practice. So I think that really stood out to me. I mean, you can just talk about his raw tools, which you can see with his arm. But he just takes a ton of pride in his defense. He's got instincts. You know, I think he plays with incredible instincts. You know, I think that there's just a concentration level and an innate ability to read balls and make plays that is just special. And I don't know that there's a ton of explanation to it outside of he's just got a tremendous work ethic. And I'm sure it started when he was a kid. And he's got that factor. I couldn't believe how many amazing plays in the 6 weeks that I played with him, how many amazing plays. It almost seemed like every day he was making a gold glove caliber play. And it just was, to me, I didn't even realize that there was that many available. You know, you typically third baseman can go a couple days, maybe doesn't get any balls. And it just seemed like, you know, every day you were saying, wow, he is an unbelievable defender. And so it's fun to watch. And like I said, I guess work ethic is really the only thing in instincts and God given ability is really, I guess the only way I could really explain it.
Matt, I got one question here for you. And we talked about this yesterday on the show, just kind of knowing, like, when do you actually know what a player is, right? A young guy. And the reason we had that question is because of Tyler O'Neill. And we're watching this young man right now. He's had a couple of bumps in the road with the injuries and, you know, a little bit of a dry start. But this kid's on fire now. And he's got 15 home runs, 32 RBIs. He's got 974 OPS. Like, at what point do you realize, okay, this is kind of what we have now?
You know, I love that you I mean, the hockey guy's quoting the OPS. I love it.
Right there. The OPS. I got a lot of tricks.
That's nice. You know, I think that, you know, when you – obviously, he's got tremendous talent. I think a lot of it in the major leagues, to me, is the ability to adjust. And if you have adjustability and you're willing to be coached and you're willing to make adjustments, okay, so he's staying on the ball better. He's using the whole field better. There's less swing and miss. He seems to be getting better with his approach. And to me, that's kind of that I guess, separator of a guy with tremendous talent that kind of never really optimizes that talent. And a guy like him who, you know, everybody would say since the day he signed, he's got incredible high-end ability and just kind of waiting for it to sort of pop. And here it is, you know, he seems, you know, it looks to me like, you know, he's really taking that next step. And usually, you know, between 24 and 28, you know, they would say are your peak years. And if it's going to happen, it's going to happen between those years. And, you know, obviously there's outliers, some guys before that. And there's a few guys that kind of clicked for them a little bit later. But usually you get a couple seasons, you know, of a bat, I would say, in the major leagues. You're going to know, you know, kind of one way or the other, if you're looking at a major league all-star and an everyday player, if you're looking maybe more at a utility player or a bench player. So, it's fun to watch him. As you guys, you know, can see, he's just incredibly fast twitch and just runs and, you know, a little bit hair on fire at times, but he's fun to watch. I'll tell you that.
He absolutely is. Matt, thank you so much for coming on, even though we lost the home run derby last week.
I heard that. And, you know, it's a huge disappointment. I really thought with the sports background that you guys had that this would be a no contest.
I was disappointed in them too, Matt.
Jamie didn't show up.
You didn't go, Jamie.
We had sold our you jerk, Anthony. We had sold our.
You opened the door.
I know it's my fault. It always is, right? We had sold our little lake cabin, and we had to be out of the people we sold it to were taking it over the next week, and I had to be up there to move things back. Otherwise, I would have happily been a part of it.
Matt.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's clearly why y'all lost.
Yeah, well,
exactly.
Okay.
Thank you.
Here's the deal. Matt, BT and I didn't do enough. Okay, bottom line.
We didn't do enough.
You
hit 27 home runs between you.
So. BT and I, as Jamie just told you, Matt, we hit 27 home runs.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, on the night, our team hit 27 home runs. So we had four people. BT and I hit all 27. So we had some issues.
Okay, I got you. So y'all had some weak links.
We may have, but you know what, Matt, you blame yourself, and that's what
that's
BT
right.
and I have.
You should have. Yeah, you could have. Yeah, I told Brad. I think I put it on his post. That's a huge disappointment. As a professional athlete, he should be devastated about his performance. So
yeah, people on Twitter were saying, "Don't
maybe."
Don't Matt,
now
don't
that I have a weekly spot, maybe next time y'all need somebody to step in, I could qualify.
I told you guys to call Matt Holliday.
He was coaching.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
Literally like
y'all
that same weekend.
If you'd have planned it a little later, maybe I could have swung through for a day and entered in.
All right, you're in.
You're in next time for sure. Matt, we got a text for you here from a 309 area code.
Oh,
it said,
great.
Yeah. Did Matt have enough cash to get into the game today, or is he watching from the car?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah, so I made it in. I didn't have to stand outside and wait. I loaded up with the ATM, make sure I could get into every game this summer. So I think I learned my lesson. Maybe that's just a basketball game. I have a hard time remembering taking cash, too. But
yeah, it's out of your element.
Yeah, because baseball, I can just drop the, well, hey, I'm a coach, you know, shouldn't I be in for free type of deal. So.
With the basketball, yeah. They're like, we don't know you,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, basketball, they're like, yeah, you don't.
You are your buddy.
In. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I know you are your buddy.
Yeah, who's this guy? Yeah.
Matt, we always enjoy this, man. Thank you. We'll talk to you again next week. And
all right, guys.
You never know who's going to be on the show, so hopefully we'll have three
of us. Yeah, true. Yeah, maybe Brad will be back. Who knows?
Thanks, Matt. We'll see you, man.
All right, see you guys. Right.
That's Matt Holliday, former Cardinal slugger here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN.
I petition to have Matt Holliday every day.
He's great.
Every day.
He's great. We thoroughly enjoy it. And for those that don't know the reference the text line brought up, hey, did you have enough money to get in the game? Nolan Arenado told the story with us that Nolan went to visit Matt, I believe in Oklahoma, and they went to one of Matt's son's high school basketball games.
Yeah.
And then when they got there, I forgot what the dollar amount was. It wasn't much.
It was like $2 each or something.
It's like $6 total or something. They didn't have any cash.
They didn't take cards. It had to be cash.
It had to be cash. So there Matt was standing there outside of his son's basketball game with Nolan Arenado, waiting for Matt's wife to bring the cash over.
Going through the console looking for change, anything.
I mean, we're talking about, I don't have the figures in front, we're talking about multi-millions between the two of them. And yeah, couldn't get into the basketball game. I just, like, who's the person that eventually goes up to the man or woman at the front gate there and says, are you bleeping kidding me right now with this?
This guy's good for it.
You got Matt Holliday and Nolan Arenado hanging out in the hallway.
The best part is that neither of those guys dropped it.
No,
like,
they
even
did
like
right.
Casually, like, oh, hey, yeah, sorry, like, yeah. You know, whatever. Am I on the list maybe or something?
Right,
you know,
right.
Matt Holliday, former Major League
Matt
Baseball
Holliday,
All-Star player, Nolan Cardinals Arenado. Hall of Famer, yeah. Nolan Arenado.
Got some. They gold did. Gloves and
some silver sluggers, some gold gloves,
a World Series ring here. No. All right, that was
want to hold this ring as collateral.
I'll come back to get it.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.